Good morning. Welcome to the Sussman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here, and he can answer your lawn and garden questions this morning. If you've got a question about your lawn, your garden, your plants, here's the number to call. 316-869-1330. That's 316-869-1330. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
So we're going to have looks like a summer-esque type of weekend. I'm thinking you guys are probably pretty busy there at Hutch, right?
Yeah, I think this weather will get everybody in the mood. It's a little breezy today, but, a nice warm day tomorrow, and then immediately back to more temperate weather for the rest of the week, and even some chances of rain. So all signs that spring is fully here now.
Absolutely, it is. Now, tell us what's going on this weekend. You've got a special deal on perennials right now, right?
We do. Perennials, always a great base to add to your plantings, to your beds, things like that, something you're going to have for multiple seasons in there. And we grow them basically outdoors for a lot of their cycle, so they're toughened and ready to go right in the ground right now. And kind of as a kickoff to spring with that, we do 20% off any of the perennial quarts and gallons that we grow to a couple different sizes and then a couple of different ranges within those. But all of those, 20% off. And, and those are things, if you're not familiar, daisies, daylilies, lavenders, salvias, the butterfly bush. I mean, there's all kinds of different things. Sun, shade, hot, summer blooming, spring blooming. It's just a nice way to add some different things into your landscape to kind of add some interest different times of the year. And then I always like to go in and fill in a little bit with some of the annual stuff that are always in color, but I have to plant those every year. So, they each have their advantages.
And you guys also have, I believe, a deal going on with tomato plants too, right, Jason?
Yeah, and that's our used to have a frost-free weekend. Now we just kind of tack it on as our part of our spring opening. But we do have a free tomato plant with every customer, kind of that spring kickoff, and you'll find various varieties on those. I really try to pick some of the newer varieties, maybe the ones people are less familiar with. Tomatoes are one of those things that, and it's not a bad thing, but if we have one that's worked for us for a long time, we tend to kind of stick with it. And just like in all of our flowers and other plants, there's new varieties and improvements that have been made, and so I try to give away a few of those, let you buy all your old favorites and, familiar ones, but try something new with some improvements on us for free, and maybe you'll find what you're missing, or, maybe it's just as good as what you had, but it's a good way to try something new on us, and that goes through the weekend as well.
All right, a lot of stuff going on there at Sussman's this weekend. Now, next week, you have a fun event you like to do every year, the Party on the Patio, and that's going to happen on the 24th, right?
Yeah, 24th, and that's here at Pleasant View, and that is an evening. I mean, we're open all day, but the Party on the Patio runs from 5 to 8 on the 24th, and be kind of a fun event. That's a Thursday. We'll have, I think Ben's going to run some pork through the smoker for some snacks for everybody, but have a gentleman from Ball Seed, which is one of the world's largest plant suppliers, is going to be here and talk about some of the new plants and some fun plants. And I've got some planting demonstrations we'll do and some other things going on as well.
All right. You had me at pork on the smoker there, Jason.
Yeah, Ben does a great job with that. We'll do some little sliders, I think.
All right, sounds good. You can get all the info on the Party on the Patio there at Sussman's and Hutch by going online to their Facebook page. All the info right there. Now, we had a caller this morning, didn't want to go on the air, but she's got a question about tulips for you. And she says her tulip colors are not as vibrant as usual. And she's wanting to know, what can she do to make those colors more colorful?
Well, you know, this season there's, you know, probably not too much. They've already developed and are doing their thing, but whether you're planting new ones or in your existing areas, I definitely would apply some bulb food this fall with them. Bulbs, they grow right now, have their flower. We leave the foliage on until it starts to die off, and that kind of rebuilds that bulb. But then through the fall and winter, you know, they develop roots. The actual flower develops inside that bulb, and then it, once it's all formed in spring, it pops up and does its thing. So making sure we have the correct nutrients and things there for them during that fall and winter while they're developing is going to be really important for them. So this fall, you know, whether, like I said, whether you're planting some new ones and working it in, or if you have some existing ones, that bulb food should help quite a bit with that.
All right, and thank you for your question this morning about tulips. If you have a question about your lawn or garden, you can give us a call, 316-869-1330. You can also reach out today on the KNSS Facebook page. Now, we just talked about your deal on tomatoes. You know, sometimes splitting, that can be an issue with tomato plants, Jason. How can we keep that from happening?
You know, probably a good time to talk about tomatoes. I mean, we're giving them away. It's the time a lot of people are planting them. And there are some things to think about on tomatoes. And that splitting or cracking, we have a couple of causes that happen for it. The most common one, though, is as our tomato is developing, if we have real uneven water, and some of it we can't control because sometimes in June, July, when tomatoes are coming on, if we get a rain, we get a big rain. But what happens is, especially if they've experienced, you know, some drought stress, the skins get kind of tougher. And then when we all of a sudden get that big flush of rain, the inside expands, taking up that water faster than that skin can grow and enlarge. And you'll get these splitting or cracking to them. And there are varieties that are more crack resistant. So there's always that if that's a problem. But main thing is, as our tomatoes are developing, keeping that moisture even. It's not necessarily that they have to just be wet all the time. They don't really like that. It's just we don't want to go to the extremes of, you know, really, really dry and then water them real heavy because they were really, really dry. They're more, especially while they're producing and ripening, if we can keep them a little more even, we'll minimize a lot of that cracking.
All right. We have a Facebook question this morning from Brenda, and she's asking, what is the best time to put down crabgrass preventer?
Now, if you have not done it, now is the time. And if you're doing it at this time of year, I would be sure to get a crabgrass preventer that has Dimension, and that's the name of the chemical. And the reason I suggest that, I mean, I like that one any time, but it has an ability to be applied a little bit later than some of the other ones. It will actually, if the weed, crabgrass seed or whatever has already sprouted, if that root really hasn't established itself in the ground, it has the ability to sever that root. It'll kill off that little root right at soil level, and so you're able to gain maybe an extra week or so if you've been late getting it on. But and if you didn't do it, I wouldn't just not do it. I would just, you know, because there's a lot of things that have not sprouted and come up. You just may not get 100% control of all of the different ones waiting, but you're still going to have much better results than if you just didn't do it at all.
Now, if we haven't gotten to it and we've already got some crabgrass, you know, sprouts up now or maybe later, what are some ways to get rid of it then?
You know, as long as we can do it well, it's fairly small in our fescue grass. There is a crabgrass control you can spray on there, and it does a pretty good job. The crabgrass, and I know we don't always get down there and count, but it really works best when there's, you know, only about 5 leaves or so on each plant. Well, they're pretty small. Once they get big, it doesn't work as well because – it is a grass. They're pretty closely related to the turf grass that we want. And so it's a pretty specific spray. But, yeah, if you missed it or if you see some starting to come up, some little fatter blades, little lighter green and little patches, you know, spraying those where they're small will help minimize that.
All right, Brenda, thank you so much for your question this morning. You can do what Brenda did, and you can send your question to the KNSS Facebook page. You can also call us, 316-869-1330 is that number. Let's stay in the yard here, Jason. I want to ask you about growing grass on a steep slope. That can be tough to do. What are some things we should consider when trying to do that?
Yeah, that is a tough spot. If, you know, if you're seeding or trying to get it established, you know, that's one of the places where maybe the matting kind of helps. It's like a little straw, almost like a little blanket that the grass will grow up through, but it'll stop some of that wash. Some of the other things that, you know, especially getting it established and going, more frequent, but lighter waterings, because if you water too much on that slope, we start running off and, you know, your grass at the bottom of the slope is twice as big because all the water went there. But, you know, a little more lighter, more frequent watering on that slope will let it soak in a little bit more and help with some of that. Too steep of a slope, yeah, it gets pretty tough to get that established.
All right, 869-1330, the number to call if you have a question this morning. And we have another off-air question for you, Jason. They are asking about a weed with a purple flower and the best way to get rid of that weed.
Yes, and that is henbit, and it's one of the earliest weeds we see. Member of the mint family, so it's fairly prolific. Fortunately, it is an annual plant, so the particular plant you have, you either kill it off or, you know, as it gets hot, it dies off. But best thing for it in our grass, probably the Weed Beater Ultra Spray, a good spray with that. You'll see it start working in a few days. It may take, a week or 10 days, you know, before it's completely brown and gone. But that's a really good one for that. If you've had a lot of problems with that, just a little thing you might put on your calendar, and we'll talk about it later in the year on the show, but that is one of the ones, if we use the pre-emergent as a fall treatment, if we're not seeding or we're done seeding in the fall, putting that on, then we can prevent a lot of that. That is it's called a winter annual. So if you think of, like, if you know much on agriculture, wheat in Kansas, they plant it in the fall and it comes up and it's, you know, little green plant all through the winter time. But then as soon as the weather changes, you know, it's instantly there and growing. Well, that henbit's the same thing. It sprouts up, you know, October, November, late in the fall like that, and it just stays as this little tiny plant. It might be shorter than your grass. You may not even see it. But as soon as we get some spring weather, you know, it's already there. It pops up really quick, but very responsive to being sprayed. So, you know, you can get rid of it pretty easily. But prevention in the fall, if you have a lot of it, will be a big help for you.
All right. Learned something this week about henbit right there. Good question. Thank you so much for calling with it this morning. Again, that number, 316-869-1330. Let's move inside, Jason. You know, Stutzmans.com is such a great resource for gardeners. A lot of great information right there. And I saw an article on your website about the benefits of houseplants. Let's talk about a few of those here a little bit.
Yeah, and we do have some house plants this time of year, and then here, month and a half, we'll get a lot more in as well. But, you know, house plants do have a couple of different kinds of benefits. You know, one is the physical benefit. You know, they do help remove toxins from the air and help purify the air, and just the natural plant cycle, they take in carbon dioxide at a certain point and they release oxygen at a certain point. And so, you know, that kind of helps keep the air nicer in the house. some of them spider plant, and some of those other ones are even able to absorb some of different toxins out of the air and actually, you know, help clean the air besides just providing some oxygen. So, you know, there's some physical benefits to it. The flip side of it, I mean, there's some actual proven psychological benefits of having some greenery growing, whether, you know, it's at home, if it's by your desk or whatever. Just that touch of nature, that little living creature right there that you check on and take care of, you know, it has some real benefits to the psyche as well.
All right. A lot of great information there. Again, you can read about houseplants and all sorts of garden info online at stutzmans.com. Getting a great resource there for gardeners. Let's get to another Facebook question. And this is from Kyle, and he wants to ask about watering. He says there are so many gadgets for watering. He gets confused. What are some ways you recommend, Jason?
You know, there are as many watering gadgets as any other kind of kitchen gadget or anything else. I'm personally a fairly simple guy when it comes to that. You know, for lawns, I don't have an in-ground sprinkler system, and, you know, I have certain areas that I really maintain more, our backyard where we are. And for those, I'd use some end-of-the-hose sprinklers. I like, for the size that I'm doing, they're more the spinning, whirling kind. If you have big areas, that's where you need that reciprocating one, that you know, they throw quite a ways, but those work well for that. But as far as like my beds and my containers and things, like I said, I'm fairly simple. My landscape beds, I have a small hose end little sprinkler you can screw on the end of it, and I set it up kind of in a cluster, and then you can just adjust your faucet to how big of an area it covers. And I usually just let it cover, you know, maybe a 4 or 5 foot circle, and I'll just leave it there 30-40 minutes and move it over. And it takes a little while to go through the bed, but that gives it a nice deep watering that lasts. And you know, containers, there's drip systems you can get and set up, and they work well as long as everything's working and you know how it works. It can be a little complicated, but, you know, for the most part, I go out and I do mine in the morning before I leave for work, but I just have a hose and then a little wand and breaker on the end of it like we use here at the greenhouse, and I just go through and fill up all my pots that need it, and, you know, a good watering like that by hand, I know I'm getting enough to soak through it. And most everything I grow, unless it's the hottest, windiest day, you know, that drink in the morning is plenty for them.
Yeah, my favorite part of that whole segment there, Jason, is your sound effect of the sprinkler. Well done.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's get to another call here. Gail has called this morning. Hi there, Gail. What's your question for Jason?
Good morning. My question is, we have a leafy elm tree in our front yard. And last year in particular, we seemed like we were growing a seedling forest in our yard. I'm wondering, is there a particular pre-emergent that we should be using, or how to prevent those seeds from sprouting? And then also, if we have those little seedlings starting, is there a particular chemical that we can use to get rid of them before they become a forest?
Yes. Okay, I can probably help you with that. Now, this tree, is it in the grass or is it in a bed, or, you know, where are we having the seedling?
It's in our front lawn.
Okay. For that, you know, I think, you know, that turf and ornamental, the dimension would probably help some with that coming up. Elm are very, and I know this is a much nicer elm. I really like lace bark elm compared to some of the other types of elm, but they are pretty prolific when they make seed, and their seed seems to be fairly fertile. The other thing, you know, as they're small, if they get big and woody and tall, they tend to just sucker, you know, when you mow them off or whatever, but you know, regular mowing when they're small will help. But that Weed Beater Ultra, it's a broadleaf weed killer, and while those guys are young and short, treating with that and, you know, and mowing regularly, it should get rid of most of those.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Gail, thank you so much for your question this morning. If you've got one for Jason, 316-869-1330 is the number. That's 316-869-1330. Let's get a Stutzman's update now from Ben Miller.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. Welcome to Spring 2025. At Stutzman's Greenhouse, we love spring because it's such a beautiful time of year as flowers come alive all around us. All this week, you'll receive 20% off all perennials as we feature our perennial preview. Perennials are the first flowers we see each spring, even when we have cold temperatures. Perennials make a perfect foundation for your flower beds, and it's the perfect time to plant them. Our garden centers are all open, and we want you to start enjoying the healthy lifestyle of gardening today. You can always find out more at Stutzman's.com or on Facebook. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful time of year. And once again, we can't wait to help you at one of our 12 garden centers across central and western Kansas. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy perennial preview.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
And this is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here as well to answer your lawn and garden questions at 316-869-1330. Now, you can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page. That's what Victor has done, and he's asking Jason, he says that his lawn is more brown on the ends of the blades here at the start of the season. What can he do to help it along?
Couple of things with that, and that's fairly normal as we come out of winter, you know, especially with some of the low temperatures we had, you'll get a little damage to the tip. Couple of things, you know, maybe that first mowing, we don't want to scalp it by any means. We don't want to hit the earth or, you know, the crown of the plant, but maybe drop a notch lower than you usually mow, and that'll get quite a bit of that brown trimmed off. The other thing that's going to be really important, a lot of people don't think about that quite as much as they should, is having a nice sharp blade on your mower. So if you haven't sharpened the blade this season, you need to take it off, take it in and get it sharpened, or get a new blade and put on there for it. If we don't get a sharp cut on there, especially when we're trying to get some of that rough old last year winter foliage off of there, that dull blade will kind of tear instead of making a nice cut, and that rough edge then will brown again on that, and so it looks good right when you cut it, but then a day or so later you start having little brown kind of haze on it again. So a little bit lower to get rid of some of that from the winter, and a sharp blade, and it should look very nice and green for them.
All right, Victor, thank you so much for your question this morning. Let's talk about here before we go, Jason, about watering maybe over the next week with you know, the weather going back and forth. How much watering should we be doing?
You know, if you've got anything you've planted new, you know, make sure over the next few days that it doesn't get too dry. New things, especially getting them established with some of the wind, and, you know, we may be up close to 90 for a day tomorrow. Make sure those things don't dry out. You know, your other things that have been there, shrubs, trees, lawns, you know, I still would try to give them a good watering, you know, maybe once a week or so. I do see two chances of rain, I think Wednesday and next Sunday on the forecast. So, you know, kind of keep that in mind, but definitely be sure and take care of any of that new stuff you've planted or anything just leafing out with tender leaves. We don't want to have a drought stress or, you know, those winds pull a lot of moisture from the leaf. So we don't want those things to get injured at that point.
Let's remind folks about what you've got going on this weekend there at Stutzman's.
It's our perennial preview, so all of the different perennials, 20% off of them. You know, you can buy one or you can buy all of them. There's no no conditions that way, but great chance to get some for, you know, sunny spots, shady spots, blooming now, blooming this summer. Just a great way to kind of start off the season, 20% off. And then also through the weekend, as kind of a spring kickoff, we have the free tomato plant for every customer as well.
And all of your locations are open, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. We are all open and going and looking forward to seeing everybody on this nice warm weekend.
Absolutely. All right. Before we go here, how can people reach out to you this week with a question about their lawn or garden?
Yeah, absolutely. Best way to get a hold of me, drop me an email. And my email is the word questions at Stutzmans.com, or if you're on the Stutzmans.com website, right at the top of the page is a link to my email. And if a photo might help, be sure to enclose it, and I'd be glad to get back with you. Otherwise, save it up and give us a call next Saturday.
All right. A lot of great info again this week, Jason. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Have a good weekend, Dave.
All right. You too. Thank you for listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock right here.